Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Tmura Daf Hey, and we're starting at the bottom of Daf Dalet. We're starting basically a new set of a new sugya. Okay, the sugya says like this: Amar Abaya, call with five lines, six lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amar Abaya, call Milta. Okay, the Amar Achmane Lord Tavid. Okay, in fact, it's quite interesting. Look at the Shita Mekubet set. Here towards the bottom of the narrow line says, "Besofa sugya mitukam b'mai pligi." Tosfot. At the end of the sugya, we'll finally understand what they're arguing about. Okay, that's Tosfot. Don't be despair. We have a whole lot of questions, and I think I counted up until yesterday when we got up to on this stuff 10 questions. Do they actually count them in the notes? Do the Gemara count them? Do they? How many are there? 14. Okay, fantastic. So I've counted. Today we'll do 10. We're going to do 10 different issues today. I don't know how many there are, but I've got up to 14. Eh? Well, okay. So I'll mark them off as we go along. So we're going to see now, there's a machloket in Abaya, and we have a fundamental machloket. Abaya says like this, Ko milted amarachman lo tavid. Anytime the Torah tells you not to do something, and Rashi translates lo tavid as lo tase, right? Avid is ase, right? Don't do something. It's a mitzvah lo tase. Im avid, if you do it, mahani, it works. I'll catch you in a second. And Rava Amar lo mahani. Sorry, so firstly, Abaya says mahani, right? If you think it wasn't effective what you said, then why do you get malkot? And Rava says, no, I'm a lo mahani immediate, there's no effect whatsoever. V'hayad lakhe, why do you get malkot? For separate reason. The avar amemra derachmana hu. God told you, don't do it. You did it. It didn't work. But you got malkot because you didn't listen to Hashem. You tried to do it. For example, now Rav Baruch explained yesterday, he said, anything that's got a legal implication, a theoretically legal implication. Obviously, if you told, don't kill. And you go and you kill a guy and he's dead. So no one can say it didn't work, right? The guy's dead. You can't say, you're alive. Stop playing now. Get up. You're alive. Torah tells you can't kill him, but he must be alive. You're dead. We're talking, just on that note, I'm digressing for a second, I know. But there was a case in America recently where a guy was 77 years old. He was dead at a prison. Why is he in a prison? Because the judge, the parole officer concluded that he's too old to cause more damage to society. Therefore, they let him go. The judge let him go. 77 year old, killed the woman again. Went back to jail. See that?
Stabbed
the woman to death in front of her twin children. 77 going back to jail. You know, just it's important to face it. Unbelievable that. Yeah. Let's get back to our issue. I read this morning. I couldn't believe it. So then it comes like, obviously the guy was asked to kill the killed dead. So, but for example, we'll see examples coming up here. Truma, Maser. The classic example we saw yesterday, where you can't change the order of Truma, Lo Ta'acher, right? So the Torah says, Lo Ta'acher, that you shouldn't put Meleatcha V'dimacha Lo Ta'acher. Don't do Truma before Bikurim. Ah, you did Bikurim before Truma? Did you take Bikurim? Maybe according to Abaya, right? Who says you took Bikurim and you gave Malka took Bikurim and therefore was wrong. Rabbi says you can't take Bikurim. So the fact that you took Bikurim first, you did nothing. The Bikurim, odd Bikurim, take Truma and then go and take Bikurim. You got it? That would be a case of Midi and Law Midi. So Abaya says, what you know about? You took Bikurim and those Bikurim are good Bikurim. Now you over an Aveira get Malkot, but take the Bikurim to Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi will say, no, those aren't Bikurim. You can't do it. Torah says you can't. If the Torah says don't do something, it means there isn't the ability to do something. Now, that's really relevant. Even though the Gemara brings, you said 14 questions. Okay, I've seen 10. But the question arises with regards to Tmura. So I'll just take 1 minute and just summarize what the rabbi said yesterday. Because if it's still worth listening, if you don't, you don't. The machloket in Tmura is as follows. When we say lo yamir ben tov lo yechlifenu v'lo yamirenu ben tov l'ra ben ra l'tov, right, you can't do Tmur and you can't do Khalifin. So Rava will say, you can't do it. Lo mahani, it doesn't work. So if I've got my cow over here, this was my animal, which was the kosher korban, and this is my new animal. And I say, okay, I want to now zotach. According to Rava, it doesn't work. That stays the kadosh animal, and this is a chulin animal. Ah, says the Torah, Hu utumurato yekodesh is a knas. So that stayed kadosh, and now this became kadosh b'tam a knas, but it actually isn't really inherently kadosh. Right? It was the knas. On the other hand, Abayu says, Mahani, it works. What did he say? When we said zo tachat zo, so it worked. The kedusha actually went from here to here. Ah, the Torah said, Hu utmurato ye kodesh. The knas is now here. This stays kodesh as a knas. The real kodesh is here. You got it? Right? That's really the underlying principle of here. In other words, do we look at tmura as a din in onesh? That's how he explained it last year. So it was brilliant. Do we look at as a din in onesh or din in kedusha, in kedushin? Were we able to marvi the kedushin to here, and that's why that is the tmura tosa kadosh? Or do we say no? It's in onshin. There's no extra kiddushin around here. It's a punishment. Okay, then it'll work on either way how you look at it. Okay, that's really what he said. Okay. So now, the Gemara's talking. So now we've got this Belchot Abaya and Rava. The Abaya says, the Torah says, don't do it. But if you did it, though, it works. And you get Malkot. Otherwise, how would you get Malkot? Now, again, obviously, Abaya is not telling us that it only works where there's Malkot. It can always work when it's Asajun Abaya, even if there isn't Malkot. But the proof that it works is that you wouldn't have got Malkut otherwise where there is Malkut. You with me? That's the one point. Okay. Now, and Rava says, Lo mahani midi. So why do you get Malkut? You were simply over on an Aveira. The Torah says, don't do it. Even though it didn't work, you try to do it, you're going to get Malkut. Okay. So now we enter into that. Now the Gemara starts with Meitive. Okay, so bring a brighter. Please. Okay, now, ones shegiresh. I got it right, we saw already yesterday. Right, ones, he's got a mitzvah, right, that he's got to marry her. It says, lo yigarshenu, right, he can't, lo leolam, whatever, something, I forgot the psukim exactly. Lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. That's it, lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. He can't ever send her away, and he has to marry her. So there's two issues. Remember we saw yesterday, Lavani Tech Lasse, remember? We said it's Lavani Tech Lasse, the one he has to marry her, the one he can't divorce her. Okay, thank you very much. So now, what's the story? We've got a brighter. Adam Shegiresh, Im Yishalu Machsim Aloka, if it's Yishalu, he brings her back and he doesn't, and there's no divorce. V'yamart, and if you're going to say now, Kevan Da'avad Amemid Rachmana Laki, you're going to say, wait a second, according to Abaya, any type of person is over, or Rava, who said type of person is over and a member of the Torah gets Malkot. Hanami Lilki. Why doesn't he get Malkot? Right? Why doesn't he get Malkot? So we already saw yesterday, so come on, it says Tiyuf to the Rava, it says Tiyuf to the Rava, because what did Rava say? Why do you get Malkot? Not because it worked, because you were over in the Torah. Are you over in the Torah? Why do you get Malkot? What would Rava say to you? Shani yata makra kol yamav. Rava, the pasuk there says kol yamav for the rest of the days. He has to be married to his whole life. What does it mean kol yamav? But amod vehechzir. She's there to be returned. So therefore, how does he get out of this? Rava. Rava says that really you should get Malkot because kol yamav at any given time his whole life he's got a mitzvah to still bring her back. The deal isn't done yet because he can bring her back. So how can you get Malkot today? The mitzvah really is you can't divorce her. The divorce works. We'll see Tosfot actually got an amazing Tosfot in a second. We'll look at it for half a second. I know that took a lot of time on the introduction, but I want to look at that Tosfot. The divorce worked, but he's got to bring her back. So therefore, really the mitzvah is still ongoing. That's why we won't get Malkot. So now Abaya, the question on Abaya is even a bigger question. What does Abaya say? Right? Abaya says that it works. The divorce works. So look at Rashi. Abaya ilav damar achman kol yamav. If the Torah never wrote that there's this whole amod vehechzir that she's still waiting to be returned his whole life, havamina isur hu da'avad, right? He owed an isur, right? Ibai lihadir ibai lola. If he wants to bring her back, he wants to bring her back. Like kamashmila, no, it's not an isur, right? It's much more than that. It's actually a chiyuv here that he has to bring her back, right? Look at Rashi there down the bottom. They kol yamav isur avid la shegir shavah milke lo laki. We don't get malkot. And he can decide, ולימד לך כתוב דחובה ביד להחזירה, he's got a מחויב to return her, ואשת כל מה הבא מלך, the whole life is waiting, פירכך לא לקי, and also ולאב משום דהווה קום עשה. I say, not because there's a mitzvah asay here, it was not because of a tzedavah he take last night, he's not getting malkut. He's not getting malkut because he's going to have to bring her back. So it turns out between Rava and Abaye and Rava that we need the psukim. The Gemara is actually soft at the moment on Abaye, and we'll see that on the Gemara is going to get much more harder on why do we need malkut at all. And according to Abaye, he says it works. What is the pasuk for? Because at the pasuk we know it would work, or on Rava, at the pasuk we know it wouldn't work. We're going to see now. This is a bit soft. Basically, we come across this bride till we get away with it. Both Rabbi and Abaye, in normal cases, would say that you should get Malkut, yeah? Rather, because you were an Aveira and Abaye, because it worked, they've each got other psukim, which are extenuating circumstances of why you don't get Malkut. Just take one half a second. I rush through that, because Tosfot asked a very good question. Tosfot is like his very first Tosfot over here. Not because of Nituk, Lava Nituk, like I said at the very beginning. So we get mach. Enemy shum. Dloma hanya gerushin. Remember the divorce didn't work. What did Abai Rava said? Called when the Torah tells you to do something, you did it. Dloma hani. So maybe there actually wasn't a divorce over here. Look at us. It's a combi. Maybe because you got to bring her back. So maybe there was actually a divorce. And that's why there's no malkut over here. And that's why there's no problem, because the divorce didn't take place according to Rava. Now you're going to say, like Rava said, if you can tell me because you were over on that Torah, you're lucky. So then you should get malkut. So make up your mind. Either it didn't work, and therefore there wasn't a get, and therefore there's no malkut. Or it did work, and there is a get, and you get malkut. But we know there's no malkut here. But to you to the Rava, this is to you to the Rava, because Rava said that you over an Aveira, even if it didn't work, you should still get malkut. Question clear, right? According to Rava, he says, you didn't Aveira, get malkut, even if the divorce didn't work. Right? We understand Abaye, it's simple. Why does he get malkut? Because Rava said, what did Abaye say? Abaye said that... Because he actually got to bring her back. So now we got a question here. Abaye says that it didn't work, and Abaye says that it should work. I'm confused there now. Gee whiz. But you have to the Rava. Bishlom el Abaye neche de mishum achi lo laki. Because Abaye says that normally it would work. When the Torah says don't do something and you do it, it works, and that's why you get malkut. Yeah, it didn't work because you got to bring her back. Right? Hear what he says over here. If you're going to tell me that right? If you're going to tell me that the Gerushin didn't work, according to Rabbah, if you're going to tell me it didn't work, so then before he brought her back, there should be Chayev Habalea Mishum Eshet Ish. Because she wasn't divorced, according to Rabbah. You with me? Right? The Kohen Nami, Amai Loken, also Kohen, why does he get Malkot? Vedo Machzi, Havran Meima, Delo Chalaget, Klau, the Kohen, what do you mean you can't bring her back? There's no divorce here. So why isn't the Kohen getting Malkot? When we say the Kohen, Kohen gets Malkot, why is he getting Malkot? He's not divorced.
Because you can't be married.
No, we said that the Kohen can't be married, that's why he should get Malkot, because it was a proper divorce. If it wasn't a divorce, then what's the problem? He could have a problem bringing her back. It wasn't divorced in the first place, if it didn't work according to Rava. Okay? And it was a bit of mind gymnastics and asked a few things just to get us warmed up for the sugya that's about to start. Okay, Michael, you missed all the warm-up. You have to warm up yourself. Okay? All right, let's go. Lishna Achir, another version of this. Meitive, Ones Shegiresh, another person was divorced his wife after Ones, after rape, and he couldn't want him. Yisrael u'machzir u'loke. V'im kohen u'loke v'l'machzir. Ketani miyat, what do you say? Im Yisrael u'machzir. We see over here that if it's a Yisrael, he has to bring her back. What does it mean he has to bring her back? Yuvta d'Abaye. Why is it Yuvta d'Abaye? Abaye said, Mahani. It works. They're divorced. So what do you mean you got to bring her back? And clearly the divorce didn't work. You understand the Gemara's question? So Abaye would say no. Now every time you see that Shittim HaKubetzit there, It's Amar Lecha Abaye, I think. Amar Lecha, yeah. Shita says Amar Lecha Abaye, because the Gemara leaves out the Amar Lecha Abaye. So the Shita brings it in. Abaye would say to you, Shani Atam is different there. Why? Rachman Amar Kol Yamav. The Torah says, all this, what do you mean Kol Yamav? Kol Yamad Bomit Vehechzir. That he's got a wish, bring it back. So you're right, in a normal circumstance, Abaye would tell you it worked. But here there's a separate law that doesn't work. Why? The divorce worked, but the act didn't work because you got to bring it back. The Torah told you he was going to bring it back. So therefore, you can't actually get rid of her. That's what, when they say law mahani, it means you weren't able to successfully divorce her in peace. You've got to bring her back. That's what it means law mahani. The divorce worked, like Tosfot said, but your objectives weren't successful. You wanted to get rid of this woman, you can't get rid of her. Even though you divorced her, you've got to bring her back. Okay, that's what it means law mahani. Verava. So now, according to this limud aviyah, this lishna achrina, we had Abai said, Shani hatam, Drachmana Amar Kol Yamav. Now Rava, what's the story with Rava? And Rashi points it out here. Rava doesn't need a pasuk to tell you that you got to bring her back. Because Rava says if you try and be over on a mitzvah of the Torah, it doesn't work. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me to bring her back. I know from my definitions that by definition I've got to bring her back. Clear? That's Rava. Look at Rashi, yeah? V'Rava, skip all the way down. V'Rava Amar Lecha, Klomal Rava Da Amar. Rashi says, according to Rava, who says, "Dechol lo ta'aseh shebetore lo mahani." Any thoughts that won't help you anyhow. Ledida, according to Rava, lemai hilchita itchich lemichtav kol yamav. What did the pasuk have to write kol yamav for? Abaye needed kol yamav because Abaye said, "Without kol yamav, I wouldn't have known that you got to bring her back. I would have said that you over in the midst of the Torah. It said, don't divorce her, lo yagashena. But you divorced and it worked. I don't have to bring her back." Rava says, "You got to bring her back. Why do I need that pasuk? The words kol yamav. Clear? Ready, Robert?"
Yeah.
No, continue your face. No.
So the thing is that by definition, I don't understand Rava's position. If you're not allowed to, how could he say that divorce isn't valid? If it says you can't divorce her, then it's...
Everyone agrees that divorce worked because Tosfot proved to us. That's why I wanted to read that Tosfot. The divorce worked because if the divorce didn't work, then Rava would say to you that if she had relations with somebody else after you had given her that get, she'd be an Eishet Ish, she'd be Chayav Mita. But we know that she isn't. And we also know you've got to do kiddushin again. That the Torah tells you. You've got to marry her again. Because if it wasn't to get the kohen, we'd have a problem. Because you could say to the kohen, take her back. Because she's not a grusha. Because the divorce didn't work. We know the divorce worked. That was one of the cases when we spoke about it. In other words, we know it worked. But the emod vehichzi means kol yamav. The Torah is telling you, why did you divorce a woman? Because you wanted to get rid of her. You can't get rid of her. Bring her back. That in our case is called working or not working. It didn't work. Your action to get rid of her didn't work. You got to bring her back. Torah is forcing you to bring her back. So now, according to Rava, who says that under any circumstances, if the Torah said you can't divorce her, and you do divorce her, you have to bring her back. I don't need the pasuk kol yamav to tell me you got to bring her back. I know by definition that if the Torah told you you can't divorce her, and you divorced her, you got to remarry her. Rava will tell you that's a cloud, because he says, whenever the Torah says lo taseh, you can't go against the Torah. The divorce worked. It's a technicality, but you've got to marry her again. That's the Gemara's question of Rabbi at the moment. But Abaye would say, what do you want from me? The divorce worked. I say mahani. And therefore, if there isn't another pasuk to contradict, so to speak, what I'm saying, doesn't have to bring her back. You want to bring her back, bring her back. You don't bring her back, don't bring her back. And as the Torah says, kol yamav, I wouldn't have known that there's a mitzvah mutera alav that you've got to bring him back. So the question is, on Abaye, the Torah makes sense. According to Rava, what that mitzvah pool? Because I knew any, I'd bring her back. You understand? So Rashi says, Ledida, the Mahikatan is Chikhli Mikhtav Kol Yamav. Lashmeina, the Kai, Bamod Mechzi, Pshitta. You tell us that you're going to always bring her back. It's Pashut. The Bechol Duchte, anytime. Namishu lo ta'aseh lo mahani, he did a mitzvah, not so it wouldn't help. That's the question, right? And Rashi says, "Umeshani Rabbi, Rabbi answer, I lokativ kol yamav. If it wasn't written in the kol yamav, have amina lilki mishum da'avar ameimer derachmana. See that? That's what Rabbi says. If the pasuk didn't say kol yamav, you've got your whole life to bring her back, so to speak. Any given time I could, I would say, you were over. It doesn't say kol yamav. I know you're going to bring her back, but the Torah didn't give you an indefinite time. Therefore, you were over in the mitzvah." Until you bring her back, get Malkut if you haven't brought her back yet. Right? Now the Torah says Kol Yamav. It's almost like extending the time. I can't give you Malkot. That's what I've answered it. We would have thought, bring her back after you get Malkot. The Torah says Kol Yamav. We don't give you Malkot yet. That's Rava. I hope I explained it properly. So let's look at the Gemara now. Rava, Amalecha, I lo katarachman kol yamav. Hava mina lilki ulahada. Get Malkot and then bring her back. Right? The Havale love greater because it's just a love on its own. Dichtiv lo yuchal leshocho. Ahachi na ketavkra kol yamav leshavye leones. Right? Which is what? Love shini take la asay de ain lokin alav. So he comes back to the answer of love nitak la asay. Okay? So that's what Rava says at the end of the day. So now the Gemara, that was the first question. Now the Gemara means another question. Okay, v'harei torei min ara la yafa. If you do truma, right, and you took bad truma and you gave it instead of giving good truma, because it says mikol chelvo. We'll see in a second. Chelv means the best parts of it. Right, the Torah says in the pasuk mikol matnotechem tarimu et kol trumat Hashem. Give all the trumas. Mikol chelbo et mikdasho mimenu. Give the best, and you took the worst. So yeah, chelv, but mikol chelbo, chelbo in giruin lo, not the bad stuff. Utnan, we got a Mishnah, Masechet Trumot, ain tori min ara la yafa. Don't do truma from the good, bad, and the good. However, the Mishnah says v'im taram trumato truma. Torah says don't do it. Mishnah says, however, if you do it, it is truma. Right now, we know that today, for example, we haven't got a Beit Hamikdash, no Kohanim Yuchasi. We don't know. They don't know. Therefore, we do take truma now from the bad part, right? You know that. If you've got like a rotten part of the apple, that's what you cut out to do the truma. The truma goes normally to the zoo and to the feed, to the animals. So you don't, or you throw it away. So you don't take good food, you take the bad food, because it works. But lechatchila, if there's Kohanim today who will be yuchasi with other Kohanim, you've got to do truma from the best, not from the worst. But we see nonetheless, the im taram tumato truma, al mahani. So who's that akashi on? It's akashi on Rava. Because Rava says, lo mahani, shouldn't work. That truma shouldn't have been truma. You can't get truma from the bad. How can the Mishnah say, if you did it, you did it? You can't, according to Rava. So the Gemara says, yeah, you've to the Rava. He has proof against Rava. Right? Look at Rashi. Lechel bo'in, sheyet torei min ayafe. Garua lo, truma to truma, al mahani. Okay, Amalecha Rava. So it's not a real problem. Why? Shani hatam, kerabi ilah. I've got it. I pasken in that case like Rabbi. What's Rabbi? I said Rabbi. I mean, now in the Torah, in Arale Yafa, Shuma to Shuma. How do you know that it works? Shneimar velo tisa alav chet baharimchem et chelbo mimenu. What does it mean? Shelo tisu alav chet baharimchem et chelbo mimenu. Right? You. It's going to be a sin if you take baharimchem im eino kadosh. If the Shuma didn't work, so nesiut chet lama. How can there be chait? The Torah tells you, be careful to give the best so that you don't sin when you give the worst. Says Rava from Rabbi Lai. Therefore, obviously, when I give the worst, it's a sin. But it worked. How could I be over in a sin if it didn't work? In other words, Rava not going to say now, what's the Aveira? The Aveira was just doing what the Torah told you not to do. No, there's a separate Isur. That Isur obviously means I did it, it worked. Right? That's what Rava will say to you. Right, mikan, says Rava, l'torei min ara la yafa shetrumato truma. So now Rava's got his way out of it. But now Abaya, who we know, and that's what look at Rashi here, the bottom here, will Abaya, the very last narrow lines, da amar de kol milta da amar achmane lo tabid mahani. Abaya who tells us that anytime you do an aveira, it works. What's the obvious question here? He doesn't need that tisa lav chait, right? Because here it's telling us that according to Rava, that Tisa Lav Chet is an extra pasuk, which without it I would have known that it actually worked. Abayu tells us it always works. He doesn't need the pasuk, which Tisa Lav Chet. With me? Mm-hmm. You're starting to get the hang of it? It's going to be like this for 14 questions. Right? This is, got it? That's really what we're trying to understand. Each time we've got a kashi on Rava, so Rava says, Lo Mahani. Then the pasuk tells us why in this case it would work. Abayu says it always works when you do an Aveira. Why does he need an extra pasuk? It's just that it can work. And when we got a kashi against Abayu, Abayu says it does work. And we so see, Abayu's point is, look, if a Torah tells you, call Milta, right? Rashi says, okay, so Abayu says, the Amar Rachmane lo ko mil to the Amar Rachmane lo tav. Anytime Torah says don't do something and lo tase, im avid mahani. If you did that lo tase, it works. So and Rava says lo mahani. Ah, according to Rava, why did you get Malkus? You over in the Torah, but the actual act didn't work itself. So every time we're going to bring a kasha now, we're going to see that when you were over on an aveira, it did work, like taking now, for example, you weren't supposed to take truma from bad to good, you took it and it's good truma. Why is it working? Rather, we'll prove that there's another pasuk, which that pasuk comes to tell us that this is an exception. But now, Abaya, who always, by definition, says that it works, he doesn't need another pasuk that's an exception. It's not an exception, right? So we have to understand why Abaya needs that pasuk. And vice versa. If we've got a kashi against Abaya, we're going to see that it doesn't work. Abaya is going to say, ah, why doesn't it work? Because the pasuk that says in this case it doesn't work. So the question will be then on Rava, why do we need that pasuk? Because for Rava it never works. So why do you have the pasuk telling you it doesn't work? Okay, that's the principle. Okay, so now, so according to the Abaya who says that it works, why do we need this pasuk? Meaning that there is a chait that worked, right? That's what Rashi says. Avia ulabaya ta'amar dekol mil ta'rachman lo tavid mahani works. Hacha betroim al arala yafa. Here, when you took bad for the good, lemay hilchata itzrich lemichtav velo tshlemchay. What halacha do we need this pasuk for? The mashma de mahani, because we know anyhow that it's mahani, right? That's Rashi explains us. Abai would say no. I love the Rachmana velo tshlemchay lavchet. If the pasuk wasn't written lo tshlemchay, have I mean what would I have thought? Hachi am Rachmana avid mitzvah min amuvchar. The Torah is just giving you when it said in the original pasuk mikol chelbo, it was a suggestion. You know what? Do your best and take the best. If you didn't do it, chotelo mikri, you aren't called a sinner. Just you aren't called the guy who's doing hidur mitzvahs. Kamash malan, you're actually a sinner. Okay, that's what Abai needed for. Abai knows that it works. But he wouldn't have thought you were over an Aveira. He would have thought Mikol Chelbo is just a nice recommendation. Right? But not actually a tzibur. If he wouldn't be called a sinner. Kamashman, you called the Chote. That's Rashi Zaviyah. Kamashmelan velo tisul avchay tafilu Chote mikri. Okay, so that is about it. Harei, question number three. Harei mimin al shenumino. We know that when it comes to doing truma, you shouldn't take, if you've got a bunch of apples here, or say you've got barley and wheat, you should take truma from the wheat on the wheat, truma from the barley on the barley, okay? Or on the beans, and on the barley on the barley. Am Rachmana kol chelev yitzhar, right? Litain. Look at the actual pasuk. The pasuk says, kol chelev yitzhar, v'chol chelev tirosh. So you've got oil and wine. So kol chelev yitzhar, that's the oil, on the chelev of the oil, v'chol chelev tirosh, v'dagan, and the produce, reishit ashiyetnu l'Hashem, lecha netanim. So you've got chelev yitzhar on its own, and chelev tirosh on its own. So it's clear you're going to take the chelev of the yitzhar for the yitzhar, the best, and the chelev for the tirosh of the wine on its own. Yeah, you can always remember which is yitzhar and which is tirosh. You know how? Because you get that wine, that grape juice called tirosh. I don't want to say whether it's good or bad. I say you get that grape juice called, that's how I always remember. So the tirosh is the grape juice. You know that tirosh is always the wine. Tirosh is first wine and yitzhar is the olive, the oil. Is there a company called Yitzhar that makes olive oil? I don't know.
Probably.
Probably. But tirosh, we all know tirosh. Okay. So the past Gemara says, Varei min al shenumino. We've got this case here, third case, question number three of Mimin Shalom Minot. The Amar Rachman, the pasuk says, Kol Chelev Yitzar and Kol Chelev Tirosh, which means what? Chelev Lezeh, V'Chelev Lezeh. Give each one. Utnan, we've got a Mishnah Genia, Masechet Trumot. V'Tnan, Ein Tormin Mimin Al She'enu Mino. You can't do Trumot one from the other. V'im Taram, and in this case, as opposed to the previous case where we spoke about Torah min aral ayafa, where it worked, if you get good and bad, here in Taram, ain't truma to truma. It doesn't work. You did truma, it's not called truma. If I took from wine and I gave it, I said, you know what, I'm going to give 100 liters of wine for all my oil as well, doesn't work. Who's that go like? Rava. That goes like Rava, who says it doesn't work. Rava says, lo mahani. And Abaya says, mahani. So this is a kasha now on Abaya. How can Abaya, how does he live with it? Abaya says it works, it should work. That's what Gemara says, right? V'sha'al me lo mahani, tiyuv to the abaya. This is a kasher abaya. So now how would abaya explain? Amar abacha abaya, abaya would say no. You understand why the Shutta Mekubetz had previously added in Amar Lecha Rava? Because he had to say Amar Lecha Abaya. See, so it's always, he sees always missing. In other words, in any of these discussions, the actually is Amar Lecha Abaya, Sha'ani Atam. Why is it different over here with regards to Truma? To Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says specifically in that Pasuk, it says, Ko Chedev Yitzar, the best of the oils, the Ko Chedev Tirosh, the best of the wines, Vidagan and the produce, Reshitam, the first ones. Reshit lezeh, v'reshit lezeh. Each one the Torah is telling you has to be reshit. That's why it doesn't work over here, says Abaya. But if the Torah didn't write the word reshitam, it would have worked. Okay? Okay, I'm going to skip out the Rashi's if I think that... Klomar Tishinat, Iraq, the Pasuk, it was repeated in the Pasuk, Rashi says, La'akev. Specifically to prevent that from not working. That's why it didn't work, but normally it would work. Right? And so, Rabbi, we brought Rabbi Lai previously. That was the case in the Truma of Ayin Yafe. It seems like he's a mumche here in Trumot. The Chana Rabbi Lai, Reshit, Reshit. Right? Rabbi Lai says as well, Reshit, and Rashi says, Aviya, Vachain Amar Rabbi Lai, Dilahachi lo mahi. That's why it doesn't work. Mishum de reshitam ketiv, de shina alava ketuv akev. The Torah specifically mentioned that word reshitam to tell you that it is ma'akev. So now the obvious question is on Rava. Rava who says, anyhow lo mahani, as a rule doesn't work, why do we need reshitam? Clear? Right? See, once you get into it, takes you 3 hours and then you understand it, right? Right, amakar reshitam. So now, ulurava. Right, and you can see Rashi actually says that, right, it's obvious now. Rabbi, the Amar lo mahani doesn't work. Ledida, Amar itzchich lemichtav, Reshitam, Yishum, the lo mahani doesn't help. So Amar lecha Rava, itzchich lemichtav. We get it, Rashi falls his whole sentence in it. We need a why. Mechtav, Reshitam, the ilo hava amina, if it hadn't had the word Reshitam, right, now the Gemara basically picks up here. Ilo the Amar Rahman Reshitam, and that Reshit there, the Hakol HaBach, if you look at the Gimel, says it in the whole of the Sugya, every time it says Reshit, call it Reshitam. Because a few times it misses about Reshit. Havamina Tirosh V'Yitzhar. Dafker Tirosh V'Yitzhar. If you mixed them up and you gave one for the other, Dichtiv Behu Chaylev Chaylev, Da'el Trumim Yizeh Alzeh. Rashi, if it didn't say Reshitam, we would have thought that it's specific to Chaylev of the Tirosh and Chaylev the Yitzhar. Aval Tirosh V'Dagan. But Tirosh V'Dagan, you see in the Pasuk it says, Chaylev Yitzhar, V'chol Chaylev Tirosh V'Dagan. There it seems like the Chaylev applied to Tirosh V'Dagan. There's a Chaylev on Yitzhar, and then a Chaylev for Tirosh V'Dagan. We would have thought about Tirosh V'Dagan, skip out the Dagan, the Grah takes it out. Dechad Chaylev Ketiv Baruch, it's only got one Chaylev relating to Tirosh V'Dagan, right? Kitari Mehaya Hai, Lo Laki, here you wouldn't get Malkot. You're allowed to do it. Katab Rachmane Reshitam. That's why it said Reshitam again. Litain Chaylev Lezeh, V'Chaylev Lezeh, to show you even Dagan, Tirosh V'Yitzar, each one has to be done separately. Okay? So that is how Rava would explain that. Gorbiz Lishnachrina. We're going to see a lot of times here in this Masechet. Lishnachrina. Ultra Baruch yesterday in the Shia. Why are we seeing so often in this Masechet that all of a sudden Lishnachrina, the Gemara seems to be confused, all different girses. So he says, obviously, a lot of work done. I said, maybe it's because these Masechet aren't really, weren't really learnt a lot. And there wasn't anybody who really invested a lot of time in editing. He said, it could be. Didn't want to give us an answer. But he said, possibly that's the answer. He said, I'm sure a lot of Mechkar has been done in it lately. But he said, you're going to find it down all these Masechet now, in Temura and Me'ilah and all these ones that are left over, little Masechet. A lot of gears have changed, as we'll see, telling the Gra. You see how many Hagot HaGras are here? We haven't seen so much Hagot HaGras. The Vilna Gaon spent a lot of his life, by the way, going from library to library, traveling around Europe, finding manuscripts, and trying to come up with a perfect chas. And he had such a brilliant memory that he could do that, because he could remember what he saw in the one library, and go next day. He never actually had to like write it all down. He knew from memory everything that he had seen, and that's how he made his changes. His idea was to make the perfect change. We'll see as well, I might have left it out here, we'll see that there are whole sections here, which Rashi actually quotes as Lishna Achrina, and the Gemara just sticks it in. It's actually a Rashi, where he had the different girsas. They just chuck it in. It's just mamash. In certain places, we'll see that the Shita B'Kubetz, it says that this is Rashi's version. It's just stuck in from Rashi. So here, Gemara is another Nishnah. And there's the heart Tirash V'Dagan. This Tirash V'Dagan, the Chad Chalev Ketivah. It's written there only once, Chalev for both of them. Tarim Mehame. Hi, can you do Truma from one to the other? Ketav Rachmane Rashi Tam. You can't. Okay, so he has not asked in the whole question of Rav and Abaya, just in the center. Now, question number four. Okay, so basically we've seen that three times now, Rav and Abaya can deal with the situation. Question number four. Vaharei charamim. When it comes to charamim, charamim also like when you makdish something to Bedek Abaya to use, right? Damar Rachmana, the Torah says over here in the Pasuk, let's see the whole Pasuk. It says, Ach kol cherem, any of your charim, asher yachrim ish l'Hashem, which you dedicate to Hashem, mikol asher of me'adamu behema, anything that you own from your, a person, his fields or his animals, etc. Lo yimacher velo yigael, you can't sell it and you can't redeem it, right? You can't redeem it. Yigael, you can't, how do you say, what's the word, yigael? To go out, like to redeem, right? Not pode. It's the same, it's like pidyom, right? Lo yigael. Kol cherem kodesh kodashim hu lashem. So Torah says, lo yimachem lo yigael. You can't sell it and you can't redeem it. Utnan, and we got a Mishnah in Masechet Erchim, we just learned this recently. Chermei kohanim. Right? Chermei kohanim. Ein. Now the Shittim HaKubetz, you have to read the Shittim HaKubetz at Yaot Yud Bet 12, right? Kol ein lahem pidyon. No pidyon. So he changes that portion of them. Ein lahem pidyon, ela nitanin lekohanim. Okay, a bit of a change. There's no pidyon, they're given to the kohanim. Right, so now what do we say? Ein pidyon, ela lekohanim. So therefore, if you did pidyon, it wouldn't work, right? Alma lo mahani. If you did pidyon, it won't work. Right, the Torah says don't do pidyon. You did pidyon, just straight out. Elen ein lahen pidyon elen otin lakohanim. So amelo mahani. So we see over here that you did pidyon, the pidyon wouldn't work. Now who's that like? Rashi right at the bottom here. Amelo mahani adim padan. If you did redeem them, lo asav lo klum. It's not redeemed. Kiriktani ein lahen pidyon. So this is a good kashrut to Abaya. Abaya says mahani. Right? Amalach Abaya. See, the Shita adds in there, Amalach Abaya. Shani, I have to be different there. Why? Damar Achmana, the Torah writes in the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk say over there? It says, Lo Yigael Kochem Kodesh Kodashem Hu Lashem. That Hu over there. Right? What does it mean? Hu means Bahavayato. We've seen that a lot, right? That word like Hu and Haim and He, etc. Right? Havayato. It stays in its existence. Look at Rashi there. She'eino yotze lechunere pidyon. In other words, we need the word who. So now, what's the obvious question? Okay, so Rava who says, any ass not going to work. Right, what's the question? No? Why do we need who? Okay. Ula Rabba, hi, who? This who over here. Huh? No, Abaya says that it doesn't work. And therefore, we had to have the who. That's why it did work. Abaya says it should work. And who? But now we did the pasuk. But Rava, who says it didn't work, why did the pasuk? Exactly right. So Rava, hi who, let me utay. Hi, Rava, hi who, right? What's the story? Rava, right? What are we doing over here? Hi who, we need this who. Let me utay b'chor who da ata. Come to us about mi utav b'chor. What's going on over here? The Tanya, we got a brighter. Right, we learned it recently as well. Was it Babak and in Bechorot? Bechor neemar lo tivde, but v'nim karhu. A Bechor, right? If you got a Bechor, you can't do pidyon on it. Right? Talk about a coin over here who gets the Bechor. Right? Look at Rashi. Yeah, about Bechor neemar lo tivde. She'en ha'bayim yuchlin niftoto. The balim, even in hogbo minhag chulin kagon gizav avoda. You can never, even if it's got a mum, you can't do anything with it. Aval nim karhush im nafal bo mum lo le mochro right le kohay metrat bechor lachitiv lo tivdele vashulim de mechir shari. I think we speak of here that the owner's allowed to sell him, by the way, and then the kohen can sell him if it's got a mum, right? And b'maseh neemar, when it comes to maseh, it says lo yigael, right? We just saw that now it can't be v'eno nim kar lo chay v'lo shachut maseh behema, right? And maseh behema, it says you can't sell even if it's alive and even if it's shachut. V'lo tam v'lo b'amum. A b'chor can be sold to the b'amum, the kohen, but a maser can't be sold. And what's the difference? A b'chor goes to the kohen, and maser b'hema goes to the Beit HaMikdash, right? So a b'chor, right? Aval nimkar hu, she'im nafal b'amum, yachol le'mochro, right? Le'kohen b'torat b'chor, I don't know, I'm not confused now. I'm lost. Confused. Drink some water. Knew anybody able to help me out? What's going to be? Why do we need this who? The Mutab Bechor. The Bechor Nami Lotifde. Because it says Lotifde, but you can't sell it. Right? About Nimkarhu. Shim Nafabu Mum, Yachol Mochro. Lachitiv lo tifde. It says lo tifde, lashminan. Right, but the bemechira shari you would be allowed to sell it, in with the maase behema enonim karkamim bebechorot. The amar kan akarashik fena. The neemar kan bemaase behema lo yigael. Venimar halan gabe chermin lo yim korv lo yigael. So we see that maser and chum and chermin go together. Malhan mechira imo, afkan mechira imo. The ena nimka. The issue here of lo yigael is also lo yimache. V'sal kedata choyel ve'itkush maaser u'bechor ahadadei, the shita etchaz deran. And since there's a hekesh between maaser and bechor, one to the other, k'delekaman tisakadatin de bechor eno nimkar. You might have thought that because maaser and bechor, we know that maaser and chermin you can't sell, and there's a hekesh between maaser and bechor. So we might have thought that just like maaser you can't sell and chermin you can't sell, you also can't sell the bechor. To the maaser behema, lahachi kativ hu. That's why it says hu. What's the hu over here? The cheramin that you can't sell. Lemote mechor bechor the yachol lemochro. So Rava needs the hu over here. Tell you this limit on the selling only takes place on cheramin and on maaser, not on bechor. Okay, that's what he got it for. In other words, so he needed that hu for something else. Tells you the bechor that's got a mum, you can't sell. Okay, that was the fourth question. Now, question number five, Arei Tmura. Now we come to really what it's all about, right? I mean, we've asked four questions here now, but really we're in Masechet Tmura. So now the question with regard to Tmura. Damar Rahmana, okay, let's just stop for 1 second. I know we're running there now, but Tmura, what's Tmura? Tmura is a classic example of what the Torah says, Lo Yemirenu, right? So according to Abaya, who says, if you did do Tmura, if it should work. Does it work? Yes. According to Rava, he says, Lo Yimirenu, you should be able to do Tmura. If you do the Tmura according to Rava, it shouldn't work. But we know that it works. So is it a kasha to Rava or to Abaya? To Rava. Right, okay. Right. So now, Vahare Tmura, Dam Rachmane, Lo Yachmi, Lo Yimiroto, Vetane Losh Dam Rashai, Lami, no, it's allowed to do it. And Hashim Yemir Mumar, it works. Vesofeget Arbaim, Alma Mahani, it works. So this is tiyuv to the Rava. Because Rava would say it shouldn't work. How's Rava going to answer? Shani Hatam is different over here. Why? The Amar Krak, because it's a specific pasuk. Vayahu utmurato yiye kodesh. Right? We've got that same type of pasuk which says who again. Vayahu utmurato. The Torah tells you both of them are kodesh. Right? So therefore, that's the exception. Obviously, now the question is Rava is Abaya. What's the question of Abaya? Why do we need who tmurato? Because Abaya with us would work anyhow. Right? So Ula Abaya, that's Rashi says, Hayye Kodesh, Lav Lashminan de Kacha, right? Daba Abba Nami Mani always works. Obviously, Ele'i lo Ketiva Rachmana, Havamina Tetse Rishona Lechulin. You see that? Look at Rashi, look back in the Gemara. I love Dam Rachmana, Vayahu tmurato, Hamura thought, Tetse Zo, Vetikane Zo. Abaya would have said it works. What does it mean it works? Like I said at the very beginning of the Shir, right? If you do Tmura, so the Kedusha leaves this one and goes into this one. So actually we can see from Abaya that it does work, but now Torah says Hutmura to Kodesh, this one also becomes Kadosh, the Knas on the first one. Remember we said at the beginning? We pay Hayakayuka Tmura. Is Tmura that it didn't work and therefore the first one stays Kadosh, but the second one is a Knas? Or it does work and the second one becomes Kadosh and the first one is a Knas? Right? Okay. Kamashmalan. So therefore we see over here, right? The Krad, the Tarvayu, Krad, the Tarvayu, Kaddish, that they both become Kaddish. Now, question number six. V'arei Bechor. We've got a case of Bechor. Dama Rachmana, what's Rachmana say? Lo tifte. Right? Look at the shita over here. The shita ot gimel. Actually, to read the shita. The shita changes the gemara a little bit. Right? So here, the Amar Rachmana, lo tif, the Amar Rachmana, ach bechor shor, or bechor kesev, or bechor ez, lo tifte. Quotes the whole pasuk, right? So it's bechor shor, bechor kesev, bechor ez. All three of these, when it comes to bechor, lo tifte. Utna, and we got a Mishnah later on in this Masechet, Daf Kaf Aleph. Yesh lahen pidyon, uletmurotehen pidyon. Right, all animals have got pidyon. You can do pidyon, and the tmura's got pidyon. Chutz min habechor, umin ha-maser. Other than the bechor and the maser. So the Torah says, ach bechor, right, or bechor lo tifde. And the Mishnah says that if you do pidyon, there's no pidyon. Al melo mehani. Tiyufte abaya. This is the question abaya. Abaya says it shouldn't work. It should be pidyon. So amalecha abaya. Abaya would answer to you, no, sh'ani hatam. There's a difference over there. Why is the difference over there? Amar kra. What did the pasuk say? Haim. If you look at the actual pasuk, the pasuk says like this. Ach b'chor shor. Kesef b'chor eiz. Lo tifde kodesh haim. Right? So again, haim over here is b'havayatan. Right? So it says haim b'havayatan yehu. So now, Rava, obviously Rava, the question, what do you need the haim for? We don't need haim because Rava will tell us that it never works. So what's the haim coming? Haim, hi haim, lamedi, what do you need the haim for? Hain krivin v'ain tamuratan krivin. Interesting, eh? When it comes to the tamura, if you did tamura on these animals, on this, right? So you only bring the actual korban on the first animal, the tamura isn't brought as a korban. So Now the Gemara starts getting. Now we go back to our normal Gemara style. So we basically finish for the meantime with the actual question. Now the Gemara is concerned. So now Rav and Abaya both explain why we need the word Haim. But there's a problem because Rav learned a very nice halacha out of it, which tells you they are makrivin, not the Gemara. The Gemara says Abaya, who needed that Haim to tell us bichlal that the pidyon doesn't work, right? Where does he learn the halacha of only haim craving, not tumuratan craving? Will Abaya hasvar minar? Where does he know that from? He learns from imshor imse la Hashem hu, right? He says because the pasuk says imshor imse la Hashem hu. Who the shita adds in the word hu la Hashem kariv v'ain tumurato kraver. So now the question is Rava, what does Rava use that pasuk for of hu la Hashem kariv? Because he's already learned the word haim to the halacha. Rav Enachinami Demiyahu Kra Namfkai. So Rav says, you know what, I actually agree with Abaya. That's the makor for the pasuk. That's the makor for the halacha that he are craving for, right? So what's that haim coming back to? You're right, the haim isn't the right answer. That's the right answer. So then haim, la Melissa, we go back to the question. What does Abaya need, what does Rav need the haim for, right? You with me? Everybody with me? Yeah. He says, Limela Bechor Umaser. That's another halacha. That if you've got a Bechor and a Maser, She'im, the Shita changes that She'im nit'arev daman b'chol ha'olin. If the blood of a b'chol or the blood of a maser is mixed up in any of the other bloods of a korban ola, she'krivin l'gabe mizbeach, you still bring the korban. You don't say, the blood got mixed up. We say even the blood got mixed up because remember, we learned this long time ago. Was it in Masechet Chulin? I think we learned it, right? Am I right? We learned there, I think it was in a second, right? We learn even if the animal blood is mixed up. If you look at Rashi over here, b'chol ha'olin, Rashi is about 5 lines before it gets wide. B'chol ha'olin, b'echad midamei sha'ar ha'korbanot ha'olin ha'mizbeach. Any of the animals, if it gets mixed up with another animal, it's also going to be shechted on abroad on mizbeach. She'krivin, u'mishtariya basar b'hi zrika. The zrika is good for this blood as well, even for this meat as well. Even though we've got to do zrika for each animal, if the blood got mixed up and the korban of the b'chor is in here, you can see the b'chor have done the zrika, right? Ein olin mevatlin zetze. When we learned this locha? That the blood is not mevatel zetze. Uminaya finan leshar olin dat vachimash mehem b'aviatan yehu afilu nit arvu. Right? Even if it got mixed up. The time you got a bright of lakacha par, where's this bright from? I think we've Yoma. Wow, that's strange. We've learned this before. The time lakacha mitam par, mitam asir, we took from the dam par, mitam asir, shehu muravin, di rabbi Yishaya. You got to mix it all up. And therefore, it's still called dam par and dam asir, even though the par is much bigger than the sa'ir. So now, Rava, where's that? So now, that was Abaya, right? Where did he learn it from? He learned it from the mixing up. So now, Rava, where does he learn this from? Mazeb ifnatzmo, Right? You got to do each one on its own. V'sab l'akabi yorata. And he holds Rabbi Yonatan, will tell you, no, he doesn't hold like that. You've got to do, he has it each on his own. He doesn't need that pasuk because he doesn't know that halacha anya. Okay. So that was question number 6. Now we move on to question number 7. V'harei maaser. We've got maaser. We've seen with before, right? We had maaser mentioned previously. V'harei maaser. D'amrachman lo yigael. The Torah says, when it comes to maaser, you can't do gula. You can't redeem it. Utnan, we've got a Mishnah. Yeshden pidyon. Ulutmurotahem. We're talking about maaser behema. Right, there's pidyon and there's tmura. They've all got pidyon. Chutz mina bechor mina maaser. When we asked this question earlier, we previously spoke about bechor. Now we discuss actually after the Rashi there, which mentioned that. And we spoke about after this whole Rashi over here about it's a long head of a long Rashi. It's very interesting. Honestly, anybody got a chance, read this Rashi. Utnan reperek edu kochim ma bein bechor v'hamaser l'shar kol hakochim. It's a great Rashi, but we're not going to mention that. Right. So now we ask about maaser. We spoke about bechor. So we see over here, utnan yeshdin pidyon ulutmurat ahen chutz bechor mina maaser. If you did pidyon, right? So it doesn't work. Chutz mina bechor mina maaser doesn't work. Amelo mahani tuv to abaya. This is a kashin abaya. Abaya says that it should work. It should be pidyon. So amar lecha abaya. Abaya would say no. Why does it work over here? Shaani hatam deyalif avara avara mibechor. We've got exera shava. Of avara avara mi bechor, right? What's the psukim in bechor, right? The psukim of bechor says, "Ach bechor, Hashem, you've got to shave my where's that? But then it's bech. And we know it. Avara tachad hashevet and vavor to the kohen. Trust. I think Rashi says of this. Avara avara. Is it Rashi? Yeah. Third one lines of Rashi. The bechor kativ vahavarta kol peterechem. You transfer all the firstborns. Uve maser kativ kol hashem yaavor tachad hashevet. Right. Remember that? So we've got Avara Avara from Maser to Bechor, and just like Bechor. So what's my place? Avara Avara Bechor, right. So basically, Amar Lecha Abai Shani Hatam Dialef Avara Avara Bechor, and that's why it works, even though it shouldn't normally work, because in Bechor it works, yeah, it works. So basically, we ask questions here back and forth on Rava, we only ask the question on Abaya. Question number 8. Harei hikdima truma lebikurim. We still read it yesterday, right? Because it says meleatcha v'dimacha lo ta'acher. You shouldn't bring truma before bikurim, right? And here, if you were makdim truma before bikurim, amrachman meleatcha v'dimacha lo ta'acher. Utnan, we got a mishnah here again. It's probably masechet maser. That is a mishnah in masechet trumot. Okay. Makdim afapi shehu belo ta etnan hamakdim. If a person is makdim the order afapi shehu belo tase, it's over the lo tase ma she asa asui. You can't ask for more than that, right? So now look quickly the shita mekubetzet yud gimel. Please go there because he falls in a whole lot of gemara that's missing over here. It's like this tiyuv to the rava, tiyuv to the rava because rava says lo mahani it shouldn't work. Amalecha rava shaani hatam. The Hadar Ahadre Kra, the Pasuk repeats itself. Dichtiv mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu. What does it mean from all your masses? Lahavi, afagav the ka'isarte maser rishon mekame de tishkol truma. If you did the wrong order, mikol makom tafrish truma, still bring truma. In other words, we see that it worked. So our rabbi tells us, you're right, it shouldn't have worked. But because the Torah tells you that however, even if you did it in the wrong order, still go back and do truma, it does work in this particular case. If it didn't have that pasuk, we wouldn't have known that it worked. So now the obvious question is, Abaya who says, Mahani, what does he need? Be called trumotechem, right? That whole that pasuk over there, the Gemara, that's where the Gemara picks up over here. Ula Abaya, why does he need that pasuk? Because he knows, he says it works anyhow. It says, asui. So it's fine. Why do we need it? For another issue altogether. And we've got this case over here where it was a discussion between our Abaya and our Papa, between our Papa and our Abaya. Right? If you look at Rashi over here down the bottom, here, fifth wide lines at the beginning of the wide lines. Likid amar le Rav Papa la Abaye. Right? So Rashi, quite a long Rashi here. 3 lines. He fills in a lot of missing stuff before we go back into the Gemara. Right? But Masechet Beitza, the Shita changed the order. Masechet Beitza, the Abrinah of Masechet Beitza. Says in Masechet Beitza, Maaser Rishon, Shehegdimo Levi la Kohen b'Shibulim. If the lady, for some reason, got the stuff while it's still on the stalks, right? You only have to take truma and maaser from the keri. Once it's been thrashed and ground in the threshing floor and there's a pile and it's gone through an advanced process, take truma. If the lady got it while it was still in the stalks, was still shibulim, hadn't been ground down, there wasn't a pile yet of stuff. And what did he do? He gave the kohen his maaser rishon. Kodem shufresha truma gadola min amarim. Before the owner himself had taken off truma gadola. So what's going on over here? The lady, for some reason, chapped the stuff before truma gadola was taken. So really, what happened to that amount of sheaves that the lady took from the Israel? The kohen lost out on truma gadola, correct? Because the kohen never got knocked out truma gadola of it. The nimza shefsid lady the kohen trei mimeya v'maaser shenotel. Basically, 200s. That's like 2 out of 100, which is like what the Gemara is saying, Rabbanan, which you should give as truma gadola. Demi maaser lo natal kohen klum. Right? The kohen never got any of it. Right? Afilu hachi patur halevi mitruma gadola. You see that? According to Rapapa. Rapapa says that the levi is patur of truma gadola. In other words, the levi takes what he takes. He's got his, he takes 1/10, separates it, and gives the kohen his maaser rishon. Ah, the kohen, maaser sheni. No, trumat maaser. Trumat maaser. Trumat maaser. From maaser rishon is maaser mina maaser. Trumat maaser. Right? Ah, the kohen lost out on the truma gadola. So there might have been a half a minute to say that the levi should first give him truma gadola and then give him a tenth of what's left over, and the kohen should get the tenth maaser, trumat maaser, plus the truma gadola which he lost from the Yisrael. You with me? The Rav Papa says, no, he got the truma, too late, tough luck, it's lost, truma gadola's gone. Right? Shenemar maaser min hamaaser, amart lecha. What the Torah says, give maaser min hamaaser, velo truma gadola, vetrumat maaser min hamaaser. Right, that's what they now. Amar Rav Papa la baye. So now, that's what's written there in Masechet Beitza. Now, on that discussion, Amar Rav Papa, Pesulin Rashi, la baye, I hachi. If that's the case, then let's apply this further on. Afilu hikdimu levi lekohen bekeri achar shemarchan. You're telling me this only applies where he takes it in the case of the shibulim on the stalks. I'll go one step further. If the levi jumped the gun and beat the kohen, even while it was already on the keri, ready for truma, and he took it before the kohen got there, right? Nami lipater levi. Why did you discuss dafka? It seems like Abaye was what mentioned this aloha. Prabhupada said to you, why are you saying only on the shibulim if you ain't talking in the stalks? Even if you're taking it at a later stage, it was a keri. If the Torah says maser mina maser and not truma the maser mina maser, you should always be patur. You with me? Clear? That's the discussion. Now let's go back into the Gemara.
But isn't on the sort of bala of keri to
take the fish? A diva, the lady jumped the gun and took it away first.
You still got there, which you can take truma from.
No, but that is gone. Why are you going to punish the guy? The lady came and took the coin. The bala bai is going to now take truma from what's left. What the lady took, he gave maaser rishon to the lady. He gave 10% of the whole amount to the lady. So included in the whole amount is one part of the truma gadola, which would have gone to the coin. Now the lady got it. The lady got more than he should have got. Let's say, for example, that the truma gadola was 5%. So now there's 95% left. How much did he give to the levy? 9.5% of the original, correct? Mm-hmm. But he gave him 10% of the original. So there's 0.5% of the original sitting with the levy. The levy got more than he should have got. So why isn't the levy should give it to the kohen? Not the balabait. Why are you punishing him? Right? So that's the discussion. So now... okay. So now says the Gemara picks up like this. So remember we're asking the question over here. We said Varehi Dima Truma Bikurim. Menevichadimacha, and Imakna Pishubalotase, Masus Amrechava, Shan Amakra Komishim. So now an Abai was in that Pasuk 4, it's like Kramra Papa Abai, Elemeata. Right? The Shah Papa Fiduk Dimu Pakeri Namini Pate, we saw the Rashi there. Amalais, now Abai says to Rapapa, no, Alecha Amarkra, Dafka for you, this Pasuk, what the Pasuk say? Miko ma asrotechem tarimu. Right, what does it mean, Mikol Ma'asrotechem? Look at Rashi over here, down at the bottom. Mikol Ma'asrotechem, Le'levim Kam Rachmana, right? The Levim are saying to the Rachmana, and the Tosfah, the Shittim HaKubetz, there says, Tarimu et Trumat Hashem. Right? What does it mean, Trumat Hashem? And the Mesorot Hashas, the Mesorot Hashas on pay over there says, Matnotechem, right? Tarimu, he says there, Tarimu et Trumat Hashem mi Matnotechem. Right? Only from Matnotechem. In other words, you don't have to do. That's what the pasuk is telling you from Matnotechem, from your Matnotechem, not from the Balabayit. Right? So now he says, Ma Raita Rabot. Our Papa is saying to Abaya now, et akeri ulotzit et ashibulin. How come the if it's at the keri, which is the all the mouth, there you're saying he must, and the shibulim you say he mustn't? He says, Marbe ani et akeri sheeshto bichlal digun, umotzen et ashibulin sheen bichlal digun. The keri is part of digun. Look at Rashi. What does it mean, part of digun? Keri igdan. The ikbalaylo chumegadola. The dichtiv reshit deganecha. The keri is at the moment that it becomes defined as your deganecha. So the moment it's taken from the at that stage, it's already too late. If the Levi took it, he took a part of the Trumah Gedolah. If he jumped the gun before the Keri, it wasn't yet called the Ganecha, and therefore that mitzvah wasn't applied. That's how it looked. Okay, so now we move on. Right? Right, Robert, put me under pressure here. Baret Almana. Right? Right? Number nine. Baret Almana Kohen Gadol. We've got an almana, a divorcee, a widow, sorry, to a kohen gadol. He can't take even an almana. Utnan, and the Mishnah says, komakom shesh kiddushin. Any time that there is kiddushin, that kiddushin works. Veyesh aveira, and it was a kiddushin ba aveira, and there was a child as a result. Havlad holech achara pagum. Right, the child goes after the pagum, with the damaged status. Right, so look at Rashi very, very quickly, yeah? Koma kom shesh kiddushin, koma kom sha kiddushin tofsin. Now the Torah says, amana v'grusha lo yikachu. Right? That's azulai. Remember that? We all done that, right? V'yesh aveiru botan kiddushin. There's an aveiru in that kiddushin. V'fari shacha, tahaynu amana lo kohen gadol. So if acharei apagum, what's acharei? Ave chalal, it's a chalal. Our message Rashi, mahani, it works. The kiddushin was working. Right? And who says it works? Who says if you do an Aveira, it works? Abaya. Who says it doesn't work? Rava. So who's this proof to? This is supporting Abaya. And it's a kasha on Rava, right? Minuktani yesh kiddushin. Dilo mahani lo tafsei kiddushin. If it didn't work, it shouldn't be kiddushin in the first place. Right, so Amar Rava, so now we've got a kasha on Rava. So Rava will say, no, Shadiach is different. Why? The Amar Kra lo yechalel zaro. The pasuk specifically said, Lo yechalel zaro. Why did it say don't spoil its offspring? Right? Right, look at Rashi over here. Sha'aniyach ediktiv lo yechalel. The mashma chalalim who will say, the Torah is telling us that there is a chalal, they will say mamzerim. Right? It doesn't make it a mamza. Alma tafsek lushin. Aye, if it didn't work, it should be a mamza. Right? Because she's a. Why would it be a mamza? Why would it be a mamza? A mamza, yes, right. A mamza. If over on karet, it'd be a mamza. So we see over here, there's no mamza root. It's not an issue of karet. The kiddushin actually works, right? The kiddushin works. So now the obvious question is Abaya, who knows that it works, right? So why does Abaya need the word lo yechalel? He knows anyhow. Without lo yechalel, it would work because it always works. So Abaya, it says no. Name a kra. The pastor could have just said lo yechel. Ah, ma lo yechalel, right? It could have just said if it was what Rava wants, that it tells us that it's a halal not a mamza. It could have said the pasuk said, right, lo yachel zaro. Why did it say lo yachalel? Right, in other words, it's extra limud yes, not for what Rava is telling us only. Look at Rashi, amar lo yachalel shvamina ledrasha achrina ata. It comes to something completely different. And what is that? Echad lo. Levlad ve'echad la she atzma mitchadim nasayt zona v'ashav trume. See that the child and the mother become chalalim. The mother has the status of a mamza, of a zona, right? Right. Rashi v'ashur betrume debay nash. If she goes back to her father's house, she can't eat truma. V'i bat koin, she's a bat koin. Umishum dida if she was a bat koin. Umishum dida if she come. The Torah tells us about her, not about him. Not because the pastor is not telling us there that it works. We knew that anyhow. We never the pastor. The whole milta amrinan I avid mahani says Rashi. I don't need that pasuk. It always works. But it's a tereis about the mother, that she becomes a zona. Okay, let's quickly move on. Now, last case. What's tomorrow's tafla? Should we stop over here? Let's stop over here. We'll carry on.